Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach, Marcia Hyatt.
Underneath our personalities, also known as our ego, we have more capacity than most of us know. This is what Roxanne Hal Murphy describes in her new book, Underneath Your Personality. I asked her how we know if we're operating from a personality or accessing that deeper place, our true nature.
Well, if I'm having kind of the same reaction to different situations, if I'm getting like anger coming up, or if I'm always approaching things with a lot of enthusiasm, even if the situation doesn't call for enthusiasm. So if we notice that the same behavior on a regular basis in different situations, and that's a hard thing to even notice because it feels so much like, well, that's just what I do. And we can bring a little bit more light into the situation and recognize like what was really going on there. What was my response, or how did I react? And often it is a reaction. Then I wonder if I could back up, take a few breaths, and maybe ask, is there another way of approaching this? Is there something else that would be more appropriate to this situation? Does that answer?
It's a start. It's a tough question.
It is a tough question.
And yeah. I was just noticing how your voice quality changes when you said, take a deep breath. You know, what's the way I'm seeing this, and what else is possible, or what is it I'm not seeing? Not literally say that, but what I noticed is your voice got more of a grounded quality. It got a little deeper, a little more space between the words even. So that felt like that was part of the distinguishing in a way.
Yeah, the voice quality definitely will be an indicator. Also, what's happening internally, what's happening in my body? Am I tight and tense? And often that's where our reactivity, how it's shown to us. It's like, we're ready for the fight. We're ready for the effort. And when I can take those breaths and let my physical being settle in a bit, relax, like perhaps there's some place where I can just let some tension drop, then I'm more available. You know, I've got grandkids, and if I'm in a reactive mode, I'm not going to be helpful when things come up. That might push my buttons a bit. But if I can be with myself, if I can be more here, and there's some kind of an interaction that takes place, they can feel me. I'm meeting them in another place, regardless of where they're at. I can meet them from a different place. So it's a very practical approach to living life. We're this different way of coming from a sense of I'm here, I'm present, I'm anchored, I'm breathing, I feel my heart. We have many more resources available to us. And that's so much a part of this work, is recognizing that we have untold internal resources that we can call upon, which also allows us to call upon external resources as needed. We don't have to do it all ourselves. We may not know that these internal resources exist. And if we don't know they exist, we won't be able to access them. And even if we have a sense that there's something more there, we still may wonder, like, how do I come into contact with them? How do I kind of ignite them, catalyze them so that they're more available, so I'm more available to the resources that are here?
I like how Roxanne describes this work as practical. It is. We can learn how not to be doomed by the repeating patterns of our personality and instead see more choices. This increases the possibility of us showing up as the best of ourselves.
This has been The Best of Ourselves, created and produced on Anishinaabe land for WTIP North Shore Community Radio. Archived editions can be found on bestofourselves.com.